It's that time of year when it's relatively safe to climb Mount Everest. Hundreds of people will attempt to reach the summit. 99% of them will take one of two standard routes. But two climbers, American Corey Richards and Ecuadorian Esteban Topo Mena, will be attempting to chart a brand new route up the world's tallest mountain. If they succeed, it'll be the first new line up Everest in at least 10 years. Corey and Topo actually met on Everest in 2016. They told me that they'd sit at base camp, stare at the rock passageway that bisects the northeast face of the mountain, and think, someone should definitely try going up that way.
You know, since the first time we both went, it was just, oh my God, that is so beautiful, and it's amazing that nobody has done it yet, so, yeah.
A team went to attempt it in 2015, a very strong team of climbers, and that was that tragic earthquake that year.
Right.
So the mountain sort of closed down and they left, and nobody's been back since. So it's not going to stay unclimbed forever.
People might be familiar with the idea of hiring guides to plan a climb up Everest and the Sherpas to carry their stuff. But for people who don't know, in the climbing world, you guys are professional climbers in a totally different league. How are you planning this ascent? What else is unique about this one?
Well, the uniqueness about this climb is, well, A, you know, that we are trying to climb something that hasn't been climbed yet. We're not going to use oxygen, supplemental oxygen. That's the next thing. And the level of support, like you well described, we won't have that support. It's just the two of us.
So a new untrodden path, no Sherpas, no oxygen. Like, what is happening to your body when you're not on oxygen on a mountain like Everest?
So, to put it simple, you probably start dying slowly. Just imagine like having a plastic bag over your head and your vital body functions start to fail, like slowly, as, you know, first maybe your mind and then, you know, your heart, your stomach, like everybody just sort of shuts down slowly.
You're accepting to do this now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oxygen is the ultimate dope, right? It's like, that's what our body, that is the ultimate doping. It just makes everything so much easier.
Are you concerned about fatality?
Of course.
Yeah, that's a possible consequence. That's a possible price to pay, you know, if things go wrong. But
Is there a certain point on the ascent where you just have to put that out of your mind?
I don't know that there's actually a certain inflection point or this turning point. If you get to a turning point where you have to make a decision to put death out of your mind, you're probably in a pretty bad situation. Oftentimes people are like, oh, you're an adrenaline junkie. And the truth is, if I'm feeling adrenaline, I've probably already screwed up.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. You know, it's like that's not what we're going there to do.
You sound like old hands at this because basically you are. So what was the first time you tried summiting Everest? Let me start with you, Corey.
Oh, yeah. So the first time I tried to climb Everest was a tragic failure. I mean, it was a horrific mess. I just went in with a lot of hubris and unwarranted ego, and I got really put in my place, and rightfully so. I mean, I went there with Conrad Anker, and it was in the North Face in 2012, and we were on a National Geographic expedition, and I had some PTSD from being buried in an avalanche on Gasherbrum 2 in Pakistan in winter. I just was not ready to be there, and it was, you know, it was a really spectacular and public failure.
But to know that you're not equipped is also experience, too. Topo, what about you?
My first time was in 2013. I was 23 years old at the time.
Mm. What makes you guys a good team? Like, how do your climbing styles mesh?
First of all, you know, the old sort of style of climbing was that there was sort of a lot of machismo. It wasn't a lot of communication. Topo and I talk about everything. We talk about our strengths. We talk about our weaknesses. We talk about what's bothering us. We talk about where I'm going to need help, where he's going to need help. And beyond that, you know, Topo's he's a beast. And I am more of like, I'm not.
he is a beast.
So there's, you know, we have different strengths in the mountain. And I mean, what do you think about that, Topo?
For me, really, it's a matter of, you know, trusting each other. Like, I really know that I'm going to climb this route with someone that I can trust my life on, you know, and that's what makes, you know, a team, ultimately. Like, you know, the goal is big enough to make our hands sweat, you know, like we know that we need each other's abilities to make it happen. We wouldn't be able to do it alone. But also, we can really trust on each other. And that's just the base of any good team.
Mm. Best case scenario, you make the summit by setting a new course. What is the second best scenario?
We just don't die. I mean, we always, there's these three sort of tenets of climbing, which is, you know, in order, come home friends, go to the top. And so if you do those three things, that's successful, you know.
So you're both raising funds for this ascent to the Everest summit on a new route, no ropes, no oxygen. It is expensive. I mean, tens of thousands of dollars expensive. I do struggle a bit to understand, why spend all this money? Why take the enormous personal risk? What actually drives you at the end of the day?
Well, first and foremost, it's important to understand that climbing comes from a place of privilege. And we are in a time right now where it's important to look at privilege, own it, and talk openly about it. The other piece of that, though, is that we can't necessarily take back where we come from or the sort of the careers that we've fallen into. And, you know, climbing has personally helped me build a small but somewhat potent platform to talk about things that are really meaningful to me.
And what is your platform?
What I'm very, very passionate about, because of my own history, is mental health. I do struggle personally with bipolar disorder and major depression. And climbing has been a way to find some sort of meaning in my own life, especially when I was younger and searching for that.
Topo, what about you? What drives you? What drives you up a mountain like Everest?
You know, sometimes we climb and it's cloudy and you don't really see it, but it's all about the connection with the mountain. I guess since ancient times, people's been getting to the top of things, right? So it's just this feeling of, you know, being driven to go somewhere that's wild, that's hard, that, you know, it's going to require the best out of you and, you know, be connected with something that you don't really understand, but just pushes you to give the best you have.
Esteban Topo Mena and Corey Richards on their way to another Everest summit, this time on a new route with no oxygen, ropes, or guides. Thank you both very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Yeah,
let's do
likewise.
It when we get back.
Absolutely. Plan on it.
All right, dude.
Bye-bye.
Sounds great. Take care.
Corey and Topo have now reached base camp on the Tibet side of Mount Everest. Their expedition to the summit could take up to 2 months, depending on the weather. We look forward to hearing their stories when they get back.